Well, this week, we're remembering veterans of the Second World War who've died in the past few months. Today, we learn about Tad Nagaki. He died at age 93 last month.
Tad Nagaki was a gentle, quiet farmer.
That's Mary Previty. She's a retired New Jersey legislator and former captive of the Japanese during World War II. With her siblings, she spent nearly 3 years in the harsh conditions of a prison camp in China, separated from her missionary parents. Tad Nagaki was among her rescuers. She was 12 at the time and never forgot him.
More than a half century after the war, Previty tracked Nagaki down and learned more about his life. Tad Nagaki was Japanese-American. He grew up on the family farm in Nebraska. He was drafted into the U.S. Army in 1941, just before Pearl Harbor was attacked, and stationed at Fort Monmouth, New Jersey. When the U.S. entered the war, Nagaki wanted to join the fight.
When he asked if he could be an airman, he got a letter from his commander in Fort Monmouth that said, no, you could not be an airman because he was Japanese-American.
Instead, he was sent to another base and given mundane tasks such as landscaping. But Nagaki and other Japanese-American GIs wanted to do more.
What could we do? How could we get to be in a combat unit? And they kept being turned down. I want to be in combat. And they kept being turned down. 2 years.
Finally, the War Department realized it needed Japanese speakers for intelligence work. The Office of Strategic Services, the OSS, selected a handful of them, including Tad Nagaki, to serve in China and Burma.
The war had just officially ended when Nagaki's OSS team parachuted into the camp where Mary Previty and about 1,500 others were being held. The emperor had surrendered a few days earlier, but the Japanese camp guards raised their guns when they saw the Americans descending. No shots were fired, and they handed their weapons over. Mary Previty remembers the rescue brought elation.
Everyone was berserk. I mean, out of their minds, pandemonium, people laughing, weeping, dancing.
And Tad Nagaki and the other American rescuers were followed around by the freed prisoners wherever they went.
One lady cut up a piece of his hair so she could have it for a souvenir.
Mary Previty says Tad Nagaki told her he didn't want to be known as a hero. He said he did what any American would have done, but Previty gives him higher praise.
Tad Nagaki was an American hero, and I can never say enough thank yous.
Tad Nagaki returned to farming after the war. He died in April at age 93 at his home in Colorado.
All Things Considered is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. Like a story you heard on this or another NPR program? Share it with a friend at npr.org. While there, you can also hear stories you missed, enjoy expanded content, or connect to your favorite member station. This is NPR.